Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! The Space Patrol, relentless foe of those who menace the freedom of the space lanes. But the Space Patrol was not always a powerful instrument of justice. Once its ships clung close to the planets, powerless to combat the bold marauders who terrorized the void. And then, in a universe filled with fear and chaos, there appeared a leader. This is the story of a man whose vision and courage extended to the stars. The story of how Buzz Corey became Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Our story begins when Buzz Corey was still a captain, piloting a Space Patrol cruiser on a routine mission just off the man-made planet Terra. With him is Cadet Happy, accompanying the captain as student observer. During the patrol, Happy is permitted to take a routine spacephone message from headquarters. Suddenly, he turns to Captain Corey.
Captain, it's the Secretary General.
Thanks, Happy. Captain Corey aboard Terra 1. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Captain Corey, we'll meet the Interplanet Express at the limit of the Terra Patrol perimeter and escort it to Terra Spaceport.
Yes, sir.
The Express is now inward bound from Mars on Space Meridian 109.7. It's carrying the plans for the new top-secret space drive.
I see. Then I'm to relieve the Mars escort ship at the perimeter, sir?
No, Captain. The Mars escort dropped out at the Mars perimeter.
And that means the Express will be without escort between perimeters.
I know your view of that situation, Corey. So we get more ships and men, we'll have to be watchdogs on a short chain. That's all, Captain.
Very well, Mr. Secretary. I'll proceed as directed. Corey out.
As the Interplanet Express enters the vast, unpatrolled region between perimeters, another ship approaches. At the controls is the tyrant ruler of the planet Neptune, Prince Baccarati. At his side, Dr. Malengro, evil scientific genius, now aiding Baccarati in his subversive acts against the United Planets.
That's the Express, all right, Malengro. Get that no-ray working before a Space Patrol ship shows up.
No-ray is ready, Your Highness.
Are you sure it will put their ship out of control?
Oh, completely. We'll neutralize their power, their weapons, and their space phone.
What about our weapons after we're aboard the Express?
Our ray guns are shielded. The no-ray won't affect them.
Then turn on the ray. It works. Their rockets cut out. Now let's board them and get the space drive planned.
When Buzz and Happy finally sight the Interplanet Express, it's a silent, powerless hulk, drifting in space. Joining the patrol ship airlock to the Express with a magnetic holding field, Buzz and Happy enter the ship to find the entire crew unconscious. After reviving the crew, Buzz questions the still dazed pilot.
And the power failed just as the other ship appeared.
Yes, Captain. None of our weapons worked either. Two men boarded us and knocked us out with ray guns. I guess they got the microphone, the space drive plans.
They got them, Lieutenant.
I think the controls will work now, sir. The instruments check.
Oh, thanks, Happy. Now, Lieutenant, can you describe that ship?
It was black with a red circle in the hull. In the circle was a black falcon.
Those plans are on the way to Neptune. The black falcon is the emblem of Prince Baccarati. Come on, Hap, back to our ship. I'll catch Baccarati if I have to chase him all the way to Arcturus.
Rockets blasting, Buzz and Happy head toward Neptune, across the Mars orbit, through the asteroid belt, out past Jupiter. And now the ring planet Saturn is framed in her starboard viewport.
Captain, there's a ship in the viewscope, and there's a black falcon on the hull.
Baccarati, let's get him.
Using every ounce of power, Buzz Corey brings his cruiser closer to Baccarati's ship. Three times he challenges the fugitive to halt, but the prince ignores him.
This is your last warning, Baccarati. Collect your rockets. We're coming aboard. You asked for it. Happy, stand by to fire space torpedoes.
Standing by, sir.
Fire one.
Something's wrong with the firing mechanism. Hey, what happened to our rockets?
The power's off.
That's right, Corey. Your ship has power, weapons, and servo mechanism. I'm going to tow you way out in space where you'll never be found. And then I'm going to blast your ship to junk.
A few seconds later, a powerful force field magnetizes the Space Patrol cruiser to the hull of Baccarati's ship. Desperately, Buzz and Happy try to cut on their power as their cruiser is dragged far off the space lanes.
Whatever Baccarati's got, it cut off all the power in the ship, even the spacophone. It looks like we're licked, sir.
Not yet. We might have a field of radiation that neutralizes electronic impulses, but not the nuclear reactors.
But our rockets are off.
Remember, the rocket controls are electronic. Pat, get an atomo torch out of the emergency toolkit.
Yes, sir. I've got it, sir.
I'll try the torch.
It works.
Well, that's enough. I'll get our spacesuits out of the locker. We're going to cut our way out of this ship and into Baccarati's.
In their spacesuits, Buzz and Happy go to work with the powerful atomo cutting torches. In a matter of minutes, they cut a hole in the hull of their cruiser. A few moments more, and they're through the hull of Baccarati's ship in an aft compartment. Now, outside the field of the null ray, the spacophone transmitters in their spacesuits work perfectly.
Your Highness.
Yes, Malengo, what is it?
The air pressure indicator for Act Compartment 6A has dropped.
Well, go back and check. Hold it right where you are.
What?
Space patrolman. Malengo, use your ray gun.
No, you don't.
Hold it, John.
Now, if you're through playing Baccarati, I will leave you that microfilm you took off the Interplanet Express.
A few days later, back on the man-made planet Terra, Buzz, Corey, and Cadet Happy stand before the Secretary General of the United Planets.
I wanted to tell you, Corey and Cadet Happy, that ships with the new superpower space drive are already in production. I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
That means, of course, that all the planets can extend their defense perimeters considerably.
That's fine, sir.
That'll solve many of our problems, but it creates others. One is to find a man who can organize the individual planet defenses into one operation. I've solved that problem. The other problems, Corey, are up to you.
To me, sir?
Yes. You are now Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Well, Corey, haven't you anything to say?
Well,
congratulations, Captain. Commander. Smoking rockets.